All right. Hello and welcome back to a brand new episode of Rebel with a Cause podcast. I am your host, Eric, and joining me this evening, a campfire, nature sounds, because we are on the road to Childeberg, happening this weekend, right down there in Rebecca Creek Campgrounds, right near Canyon Lake, Texas. The weather this weekend is going to be a nice high of 85, low of 65 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday might be a little bit cloudy, but for the rest of the time, it's sunny, not too hot. And then at night, it's going to chill right down to 65 degrees. That's perfect sleeping weather. So I hope everybody is having a great time heading on down to Childeberg. Yesterday, my buddy Bird from Timeline Earth had noticed that there was quite a lot of lawyer billboards in Louisiana. He kind of noticed this, and I had a lot of fun with it, because here in Louisiana, we have a special ambulance-chasing lawyer by the name of Gordon McKiernan. This guy's advertising budget is got to be in the high six figures, if not low seven figures, to kind of give you an idea. TV ads, billboard ads, and there's a lot of billboards. I do know for a fact that Lamar, the billboard company around here, whenever they have space and they don't have like an active ad going up on one of their billboards, they slap a Gordon McKiernan billboard up there until they can find somebody to get in there. So while you're driving through Louisiana, you're probably going to see a lot of Gordon McKiernan billboards. So a fun game to play is when we're at Childeberg, and if you drove through Louisiana, I want you to tell me exactly how many billboards you counted. Just kind of be on the lookout for that while you're in Louisiana. If you're in Louisiana right now and you're going through Baton Rouge, honk your horn, say hi while you're driving by. As for myself, I am going to be leaving early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning is Friday, May the 26th, and it's just going to be me and my son in the Xterra of financial ruin, heading out that direction, heading west. But it's going to be super early in the morning for us. I've got all of the stuff packed up. I made a list. I checked it twice. So no forgetting stuff this year. Oh, man, I forgot so much stuff last year. It wasn't even funny. I will be bringing the rig. I'm going to have the laptop in tow. I'm going to have my audio interface, my two microphones. And I'll be doing a podcast while I'm there. My son had this great idea to get these jelly beans that taste just awful. And there's two different types of jelly beans in the same canister. There are good tasting jelly beans, and then there are shitty tasting jelly beans. The problem is they both look like each other. So are you getting old crusty bandage, or are you getting pomegranate? Interesting. Are you getting buttered popcorn, or are you getting barf? Yeah. So there'll be an interesting game to play. He wants to play it on the show. So when I go to set up my my live show there, he's going to be there. And we're going to have fun playing that game. Afterwards, I'm going to bring up some people to be on the show with me. We're going to swap some ghost stories back and forth, because I figured, you know, we're at a campsite. That's what you do, is you tell ghost stories while everyone is roasting s'mores on the campfire, right? That's what you got to do. Yeah. So that'll be fun. I know for a fact that Donnie Gebert is going to be there, a past guest of the show. He wants to tell some ghost stories, so we're going to have him come up as well. Any of the guests are welcome to try the nasty flavored jelly beans to see, get a good reaction out of everybody. The jelly beans, on the other hand, the canister that it comes in, the barf, the vomit jelly bean, that is the only smell you smell when you get in there. You're not getting, you know, pleasant jelly bean like smell. It's awful. So we may just have a game just like having people smell that can, and it's terrible. It's terrible. My son tried the old bandage, and apparently for a good couple of hours the other day, he could not get that taste out of his mouth. He went and brushed his teeth, rinsed it out with mouthwash, and it was still there. So it wasn't a big favorite. But yeah, that'll be fun. I'm sure there'll be other people live podcasting as well. This year, Jake has managed to get like a little flatbed trailer to act as a stage. That'll be kind of fun because usually we just kind of hunker around a camp, one of the camp tables, and just make a podcast happen. So, but it'll be fun to do that this year. There was also going to be live comedy from Brian Breckenridge and our Childeberg favorite, Ronnie the Firebird Stain. He's going to be there. I'm not sure if Kyle Ruff is going to be there again. He might. He made the last two. So it's a good possibility that he'll be there. Owen Glass and the Palisades, they're going to do live music. I think Mr. Sue is also going to be doing some live music, as well as myself. I'm not going to be on the stage. You probably will hear me picking around on the guitar around my tent. But sure, that's it's music, and I'm going to be doing it live, I guess. Just me noodling around on the guitar, though. Nothing too special. Don't expect too much. Like, I play okay, and I can't play and sing at the same time. So if I know a song and you know how to sing, there you go. That's what we'll do. But yeah, it's going to be pretty fun. As far as things that you need to kind of be on the lookout, kind of worry about, hydration is going to be your number one thing. Definitely keep a lot of water nearby. All of us are all going to have extra bottles of water. I think the campground itself has got fountains and everything else to use, or sinks at least. So don't be afraid. Ask anybody for water. We'll definitely get you water. The other thing to worry about is sunburns. Welcome to the South. Welcome to GOMAZ. The sun is very active this time of year down here. So definitely keep a lot of sunscreen. If you're on your way to Childeberg and you're saying, oh, goddamn, I forgot sunscreen, definitely stop before you head out to the campground and get it. I think there's like an HEB nearby, or as Jake likes to call it, the Heeb. I get never-ending chuckles listening to Jake call it the Heeb. It's hilarious. HEB does have a pretty good selection of sunscreens and everything else, so. Definitely want to be on the lookout for those two. As far as bugs, last year it really wasn't the mosquitoes weren't the problem. It was the June bugs. So if you got like camp lights and stuff at night, be expecting June bugs to be buzzing around. And they're tough little insects, and they like to fly up into your face. And they don't live that long. So in the morning, you're going to see a lot of dead June bug carcasses around. I'm not sure about Rebecca Creek. I've never been there before, but the last place definitely had a lot of June bugs, so kind of be on the lookout. And it's not that far away, so there you go. Other than that, I mean, I'm expecting it to be a fun year. I know I've been shouting it out all over the place, all over Twitter, all over Noster, in fact. And I've had some people asking questions about it. So if they're not going to be there this year, maybe you'll see them next year. But definitely, I think it's going to be a great time. Had by all. This year, I'm not going to get too crazy with the alcohol. Last year, I went a little bit too hard into the paint with it. So, yeah, it wasn't a fun time the next morning after drinking almost an entire bottle of Jameson Orange by myself. I can tell you that. Tessa, my dog, was a little surprised when Daddy came into the tent and immediately threw up all over it. So it's That's not going to happen this year. I'm going to be a little bit more responsible. I'm gonna maintain a pretty healthy buzz throughout, though, because I have Louisiana vodka. And I also have some tequila, because I'm going to be making ranch water. So that's tequila, club soda, and lime juice. So I got those ingredients. Come by, ask me if you want one. I'll definitely mix you up one. Also, I can do the same thing with the Louisiana vodka. It's made from rice. It's a really, really good vodka. It's really smooth and everything. So if you want to try some of that, I will definitely have a bottle available for everybody. Cigars. I like a good stogie. I've got a few, and I know Agora Brewing is wanting to do a cigar relax, a chillax session with some stogies. So definitely join us if you happen to partake. And if not, okay, fine, I guess. But I think it's going to be a great time this year. As far as like coming down and like having problems with some people online, just leave all that shit at the door. We're there to have a good time. We're there to hang out, have fun. I don't anticipate like any problems creeping up, but if you do, there's going to be a ton of us there to separate you guys. So I don't anticipate that to happen, but you know, sometimes when you mix, you know, strong emotions with alcohol, it tends to get a little out of hand pretty quickly, but I don't really see that happening. So I think everybody will be there for a good time and not a bad time. Speaking of, this is called Chill Der Berg. So the emphasis being on the chill part. Conversations to be had around campfires. Man, they run the gamut. You can be talking with somebody and they just have like a whole bunch of like crazy stories. We got Willie. last year was crystalline structures when you pee in a diesel fuel tank. We have repeated that line over and over again for the past 2 years. It's been so fun. I hope that guy shows up. It goes by Willie GoPew on Twitter, and that guy is just hilarious. So it'd be really fun to see him again. As far as the other Childeberg regulars, Kirk Campitt's going to be there. Bird Archist is going to be there. Myself, Rollo from Rollo McFlugel is coming down with the fruitcake. This is a Childeberg tradition. We pick up the fruitcake, we weigh it in our mind, we get a good idea how much it weighs. We all like to take a guess on how much it weighs. The winner, of course, gets a cash prize. But for four years, from the first one to the last one, the winners have donated their winnings to Free Ross. They haven't kept it for themselves, so hopefully we keep the tradition alive on this one. As far as stuff for sale, there's going to be a ton of people selling stuff. I'm going to be selling stuff there. I've got t-shirts and stuff. Just come by, see what I got. I got like a few in-person samples. If you want to buy one of those, that's cool. If not, I will direct you to the link and order all your stuff for you. So just I'm not hauling around like hundreds of t-shirts. That's just silly. And I probably wouldn't guess everybody's sizes and everything, because we get a good mix of everybody there. So if I had to guess, you know, it'd be like not enough smalls, not enough mediums, not enough. It'd be just the whole thing. So I have some samples. Come by, take a look at them, see what you like. I will also have a direct hot link on my phone to the store, and if you want to take a look at those as well, which is all down in the show notes down below. It's in my links. If you go to my coin tree, it's got all of my links. It acts like a link tree. So you can see all the stuff, all the different ways that you can, help out the show. If you're not going to be direct donos, as Eric D. July likes to put it. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a great time. Live comedy, Kyle Ruff, Brian Breckenridge, Robbie the Fire Bernstein. That's always a fun time. You can't go wrong with it. Live music. It's all going to be great. Live podcasting. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a bunch of it. I'm doing it especially. So, but yeah. It's a short, sweet episode to the point. We're going to go have fun at a Childeberg. So if you listen to this episode, come up and say hi. Tell me how many Gordon McKiernan billboards you saw on the way down. I think that'll be a fun game. All right, guys. Anyways, take it easy. I'll see you this weekend at Childeberg.